song title again?
Anda de lo lebi ele du mare.
Is it rolling, Bob?
You're welcome. Dixon Jane's Podcast, number 584, Canadian Thanksgiving, 2016. Don't know what the date would be for Thanksgiving, but you know it's in October. It's Saturday, October 8th. And I'm parked in the Service Ontario section of Port Hope. Not that far out of Toronto. A lot of traffic on the road, as you can imagine, being Thanksgiving weekend. Everybody seems to be heading to Ottawa or Montreal. It'll be the same coming home. Well, it depends when I come home. But anyway, I thought I would take this opportunity on really my first journey, other than getting this, getting Sally home. First journey, heading to visit my nephew and niece, and actually my brother and my sister and the whole damn family. Out in the outskirts of Ottawa, out in the outskirts of Kempville. And so, of course, you know, I got a quarter tank of gas left. Well, better pull off and fill her up. Then realized, I don't even know what side of the van, of the RV, the gas tank is on. The opening. So figured, all right, I'll just park first. And then there's a lovely little turnoff for RVs and trailers. Separate from the regular, you know, Service Ontario, if you don't know, it's like any highway stop. They're for the 400 series of highways. And you got your McDonald's and your Tim Hortons and your, you know, sometimes KFC and your Starbucks now and all these other places to eat. And I walked in and the lineup was horrendous. And I thought, you know, dude, you don't have to stand in line. You brought food with you. You brought bread and peanut butter and juice because this is your RV, man. So here I am. I just made a peanut butter sandwich and avoided that whole lump, and that felt good. And I'm sitting in the third seat, very comfortable, tons of room. I got the vent open, my window's open, there's a cross breeze, and it's actually, for a pullover, it's a lovely spot. There's even a picnic area for people, and a place to walk their dogs. It's great. It's great. And so, like I say, the greatest thing, of course, was not having to stand in line. So I've actually used the kitchen for the first time. I made a peanut butter sandwich. It's wonderful. You know, I had to look around, okay, where's the place? Actually, coming from my home, on the very first turn, like getting from my house onto Bellamy Road, a cupboard flew open and the plastic wine glasses I was so excited about from the dollar store flew out and on, and all the paper plates and the plastic plates flew onto the floor. I thought, okay, very first turn. I guess I hadn't secured that door properly. So I pulled into the all-day breakfast place right on Lawrence and tidied up the mess, closed all the doors firmly, and we were on our way. And it's just been smooth sailing. I love driving this thing. It's a beast. It's a big engine. It's powerful. You're high up. You just cruise. And it's very, very nice. And just once you're in your lane, you know, you're comfortable. It's great. I'm doing 100 as opposed to my usual 120 plus. But so be it. I got my big cushion, says never grow up, in the back. I pushed the seat back. I want to show it to my brother and sister. And so I took the bed down. There's a button that reclines the seat and turns it into a bed. And I went back to the regular seating position. I've loaded up. You wouldn't believe what I've... You know, I went through the garage to find out, okay, well, what is salvageable for my old camping gear? And there was favorite plates with a history that I've camped with, you know, that... Gee, the plates my son and I used when I had my first Mazda, the 2009 Mazda, which, by the way, I gave up today. Today's very significant. My Mazda is gone, the one that served me so well. And I think the week after he bought it, my son and I hopped in and drove to Vancouver. And so just, wow, that's cool. We camped and we hoteled and we did the whole works. And had that wonderful, wonderful trip back in 2009. So anyway, here I am on the trip. I was just going to keep things short. Some of you might tune out. Well, now why would you tune out? If you're listening, you're listening. What the hell? Well, I got a little bit of cheese. I would love to have a glass of wine right now, but I'm not part. I mean, I'm stopped, but I got miles to go. So we won't do that. Well, it feels good. And what I really love, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, about half a dozen lanes just for RVs and trailers. You drive straight in, you drive straight out. No backing up, nothing like that. And that's a great feature. Although I see a lot of cars have used them, even though it's painted in big letters. Only RVs and trailers. People just sort of pull up and park. Yeah, well, anyway, let's not complain. I was going to leave, 9 o'clock in the morning. I didn't get away from home until noon. But the reason is, my wife got a new car today. That's why I dropped off our Mazda and exchanged it for my wife's brand new. The color is amazing. It's called Ceramic Metallic, I think. It's a kind of white, but anybody would argue, no, that's gray. And it's nice. It's really nice. Very unusual. She was a little nervous on the drive back. And when I was putting on the navigator, so you can read all the street lines. That's one of the... I won't get into the whole story of buying it, but after the price was set, I insisted, all right, you're throwing in these little rain guards that just flip over the windows and protect the rain from coming in when you open the door on a rainy day, and the navigator system. Oh, we can't do that, and so on. But, the usual. They made their money off the car and off the Mazda and off the sale. But anyway, so I go to push the navigation button, and sure enough, I push the four-way flasher and then accused her. Well, your signal's on, She said, well, what do I do? And she's flipping the handle up and down. This thing's still going. And then she pulled over smartly and then realized it's the four-way flasher, the hazard lights, and you put it on. And I was guilty. I just phoned her and said, hey, when you go out for a drive, don't forget the papers. But it's just kind of lovely. She came in last night when it's parked in the driveway to just sit in it and see, my new toy, but kind of warming up to it in a very nice way, like kind of happy for me in the same way I'm happy for her that she's going to go apple picking with a couple of Japanese friends tomorrow. That's great, in her brand new car. So we've got a happy household. After committing to the purchase of this one, the Sally, the RV, and my wife's brand new 2017 Mazda CX-3, after committing that, I had the sales agent come and look at her house and sum it up, and was virtually guaranteed a sales price far more than I had imagined. So suddenly, all my cries of poverty and so on, ending up in the Salvation Army flophouse, may not be so accurate. Good to know. So, your dude here is feeling mighty damn good. So, I'm going to finish my sandwich, fill up the tank, and be on my merry way. And then, as soon as I pull into my nephew and niece's driveway, bam! Get me a drink. It's going to be very nice to see my brother and sister and everybody again. So, all right. I'm going to keep these little segments short because these are just little steps along the way. This is my first sandwich. There's going to be a lot of firsts. I can almost promise you, you will not get a first dump in the toilet. You will not get a first dump because I'm going to try never to use the, never to have a crap in this thing. Okay. You got yourself a happy dude on your hands, and for good reason. And an awful lot to be thankful for, including the end of this month will be the 30th anniversary of my wife and I getting married. Another story. Yep. Scarborough Dude! Signing out.
I went to a town just the other day, looked all around for a place to stay. Man at the hotel says, boy, you're in luck, you got the last room left, that's $500. Late at night and knocking at my door, he says, hey, hey, buddy, you got room for more.
I got the duty travel blues. I got the duty travel blues. Oh, Lord of mercy, I got the duty travel blues.
He crammed us all into a little room. I swore it was a closet made for brooms. Was me, a drunk construction worker, a nervous accountant, a chain smoker, building inspector sleeping on the floor, with half his body sticking out the door.
We got the duty travel blues. We had the duty travel blues. Oh Lord of mercy, we got the duty travel blues.
For something to eat, the cook had whipped up quite a treat. Deep fried sausage, deep fried potatoes, deep fried beans and deep fried tomatoes, deep fried fish and onion rings, fried up bacon and some other fried things.
We had the duty travel blues. We had the duty travel blues. Oh Lord of mercy, we had the duty travel blues.
Well, Saturday and Sunday had nothing to do, nowhere to go, didn't have a skidoo. Looked all around, nothing to read. Instead of a book, I was offered some weed. Back in my room, watching TV, I served all the channels, there was nothing to see.
I got the duty travel blues. I got the duty travel blues.
Said, oh Lord of mercy, I got the duty travel blues. Sewer truck driver forgot to come by. Septic smell could make a grown man cry. I went to buy some stuff at the local store. Looked at the prices, bolted out the door. Then the wind came up, the sun went down. Don't wanna get stuck in this doggone town.
I had the duty travel blues. I had the duty travel blues. Oh Lord of mercy, I had the duty travel blues.
I got 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 the duty travel blues.
Oh Lord of mercy, I got the duty travel blues.
Good morning. Gosh, Thanksgiving Sunday. And I'm afraid probably for a while now you're going to be hearing about Sally, or my life with Sally, or whatever. It's just that this was the first time to actually use some of the functions and sleep in it overnight. I'm parked in the driveway of my nephew. Oh, there he is walking by in his dirty coveralls and a rake. He's a character. I keep saying nephew-in-law, but I think we'll just settle for Ollie, because that's who he is. A fine man, an engineer, hardworking, German heritage, and just a solid guy. And I'm very, very comfortable with my niece and nephew, and this is the place I come to visit when I can. They've matured a little, he in particular. They don't drink quite the way they used to, or party as hard. But that's fine. So last night we had a Thanksgiving dinner I guess my sister and sister-in-law and niece had largely prepared. And I arrived. I was the last to arrive. And I found my cousin Cousin Zeke, I've called him, but you can call him Cousin Dave. He was also here, which was great. Him and his wife, hadn't seen them for a while, and so that was it was a family gathering. And then Ollie got an old tractor wheel rim, huge thing from a big old tractor he's got back here. They're on like, it's like farmland, except there's no farming, it's mainly swamp. I'm looking out at a trailer parked out now. It's a wonderful little scene, fully treed. It's way outside of even the town of Kempville, so we're rural. He's referred to it as bumfuck Ontario, but you know, I think it's nicer than that. He's on a little tractor now, and he's just pulling away the fire he made last night. He's a hard worker. So he got this old tractor rim and built a, put it in the ground, piled bricks around it, concrete bricks, and then just had a blazing fire going from all the wood that he's cut in the back lot here. Got about 75 acres, I think. And just now, in the morning, here he is getting up in his overalls, packing up the whole thing, loading it into a trailer. He's big and strong. Think of some of these big Germans you see in Lederhosen. And anyway, bam, off he goes to put it away. It's a rural living. But anyway, here I am in the driveway, plugged in, so shore power. And I had my first sleep. I made it into a king-size bed. Slept diagonally, very comfortably. 68 was a turning point, it seems, health-wise and body-wise, age-wise. And I had to actually get up for a leak in the night, which some of you may say TMI. But this is just a factor of age. I've, up until this point, I can sleep right through. Well, no, I don't. And how wonderful to have a little toilet. You just sort of slide off the end of the bed, pop open the door, and there's a toilet waiting for you. You don't step outside, piss in the bushes or anything. Hello. Comfort. Convenience. And then, then I got up. Well, there's Sandra and Richard. They just showed up, my brother and sister-in-law. Then got up, made coffee, which I'm drinking now. I thought I'd share my coffee with you. And, good morning. I'm just doing a podcast. I'm going to shut it down right now. Take a break.
Come along, boys, and listen to my tale. I'll tell you of my troubles on the old Chisholm Trail.
Come a tie, yuppie, 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 yuppie. Come a tie, yuppie, yuppie, yuppie.
I started up the trail October 23rd. I started up the trail with the two you heard.
Come a tie, yuppie, 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 yuppie. Come a tie, yuppie, yuppie, yuppie.
Oh, a $10 horse and a $40 saddle. I'm a-gonna punch them Texas cattle.
Come a-tie-yi, yuppie-yuppie-yay, yuppie-yay. Come a-tie-yi, yuppie-yuppie-yay.
I woke up one morning on the old Chisholm Trail. A rope in my hand and a cow by the tail.
Come a-tie-yi, yuppie-yuppie-yay, yuppie-yay. Come a-tie-yi, yuppie-yuppie-yay.
Stray in the herd and the boss said to kill it, so shot him in the rump with a handle of a skillet.
Come a tie-yi, yuppie-yuppie-yay, yuppie-yay. Come a tie-yi, yuppie-yuppie-yay.
Oh, my horse throwed me off at the creek called Mud. My horse throwed me off around the two you heard.
Come a tie-yi, yuppie-yuppie-yay, yuppie-yay. Come a tie-yi, yuppie-yuppie-yay.
Last time I saw him, he was going across the level, kicking up his heels and running like the devil.
Come a tie-yi, yuppie-yuppie-yay, yuppie-yay. Come a tie-yi, yuppie-yuppie-yay.
It's cloudy in the west, looking like rain, and my dang old slicker's in the wagon again.
Come a tie-yi, yuppie-yuppie-yay, yuppie-yay. Come a tie-yi, yuppie-yuppie-yay.
The wind commenced to blow and the rain began to fall. He looked back, grabbed like he's gonna lose them all.
Come a tie-yi, yuppie-yuppie-yay, yuppie-yay. Come a tie-yi, yuppie-yuppie-yay.
Jumped in the saddle, grabbed hold of the horn. The best darn cowpuncher ever was born.
Come a tie-yi, yuppie-yuppie-yay, yuppie-yay. Come a tie-yi, yuppie-yuppie-yay.
Feed in the stirrups and seat in the saddle, a hung and a rattle with them doggone cattle.
Come a tie-yi, yuppie-yuppie-yay, yuppie-yay. Come a tie-yi, yuppie-yuppie-yay.
I don't give a darn if they never do stop. I'll ride as long as an 8-day clock.
Come a tie, yuppie, 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 come a tie, yuppie, yuppie, yuppie.
Oh, we rounded them up and put them on the cars. That was the last of the old two bars.
Come a tie, yuppie, 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 come a tie, yuppie, yuppie, yuppie.
Going to the boss to get my money. Going back south to see my honey.
Come a tie, yuppie, 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 come a tie, yuppie, yuppie, yuppie.
With my hand on the horn and my seat in the sky, I'll quit hurting cows in the sweet by and by.
Come a tie, yuppie, 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 come a tie, yuppie, yuppie, yuppie.
Forgive me. Here, I'll turn it down. If I can figure out which is the turning down button. This, well, that'll be channel, okay. No. Must be a volume control on this. Two remotes. This one's for the TV. That's not good. Got that working. Come on, I cranked that up early. There must be a way. Oop. To fade it out. I can stop it. There we go. Okay. Sorry about that. That was just a little bit of showing off that, yes, we've got the DVD player working, play CDs, of course, and I just watched a good little DVD set in Newfoundland. My niece loaned me. What was it? The Grand Seduction. Welcome to Ticklehead. It was actually pretty good. It was really Canadian, you know, sort of that mild kind of humor that everybody can love. Nothing offensive. Definitely Canadian. Yeah, for sure. But anyway, I'm sitting in my road track, the home where I've parked in front of my niece's place. They've all gone out to dinner with family. And I said, well, I think I'll just stay here for another night if you don't mind. I got Wi-Fi because I have their password. In the van, it picks up beautifully out here, better than at home. And I got my music. I just had a carton, cardboard liter, you know, of red wine. I didn't drink the whole liter. I just had a glass and some cheese and crackers. And I've got the fridge working because the van is level. And the key, my brother came over this morning and found the reset button for me, which I could not find for the inverter, so that now all the 110 outlets are live. He even gave me a neat little tester. You stick it into the two prongs, the two holes for the prongs, and it tells you whether it's live or not. Great little thing. And so... And he even taught me how to
clean, polish, and Simonize the car. He did a whole panel on the side just to show me, and then gave me all the stuff. Very, my older brother has always been very generous to me and very good to me. Now, of course, he wants a road trek too. That invariably happened. He's, you know, it was going to happen. He's been toying a trailer for a long time. Shall we end the music? Maybe let's just stop it here. Yeah. So I just want to do a quick catch up. I spent my first night in it last night. Wonderful sleep. I've got the sofa back up so people can come in and see it. Shown it off to a lot of people. I think I'm almost ready to put the bed back out and have a little afternoon nap. It's clouded over, but not raining. Again, I'm in a driveway, but it's surrounded by trees. You're in the country here. This is way outside of Ottawa, outside of Kempville. And it's very comfortable, and I'm just bit by bit by bit getting more comfortable here, using the coffee maker and using the propane heater to heat it up this morning. It was wonderful, and bit by bit, it's becoming mine. I'm feeling more and more comfortable, and wow, at home. And my niece loved Newfoundland. We pored over the map at breakfast this morning, showing me where they went and the ferries they took over and which routes to do. And so that's the trip I really want to make. And this RV, this Road Trek 190, is ideal for Newfoundland. So that's the big plan. This winter, I don't know. I think I'm going to be held back by medical insurance concerns. My brother said, well, he gets his on IMX, and you're good for 9 days out of the country. And you got to come back. Well, 9 days isn't going to get me to Florida and back. So I might have to shelve those dreams. It could get me to Tennessee for a visit, maybe even as far as Georgia. And so we'll have to see how that goes. Lots of investigating. I need a surge protector. One more thing to get. And what else did he suggest I need? Oh, I still want to get this backup camera, have that installed. That would be a huge help. So, just feeling good. And I know that's not very interesting to share, so I'll end it there. But it's this slow growth of comfort, I guess. It just takes time to get to know something. Whatever it is you take up, if it's a hobby or thing you're doing for the first time, it takes time. It takes time. So I will go back to enjoying myself. I realize, and it's just very real, I am very, very comfortable on my own. And these trips I talk about, and, you know, some be nice with a friend, of course, but I'll be just as happy on my own. We'll see. We'll see what how it all unfolds. No plans yet. This is just checking in, and I've said more than enough, so I'm going to go back to listening to music and catch up with you later.
It's a long, long ride from Phoenix to Chicago, quite a ride from Rome to Singapore. It's a long, long ride from Lover's Lane to Cheaton. Baby, that's the ride you took me for. It's a long, long ride from Maine to Dallas, Texas. Dallas, Texas, back to Swanee Shore. But the ride that's longest yet is the one I can't forget. Cause, baby, that's the one you took me for. It's a long, long ride from Portland to Atlanta, at least 3,000 miles or maybe more. It's a long, long, long ride from happiness to crying. Baby, that's the ride you took me for. It's a long, long ride from promises to life, and I ain't gonna take it anymore. But the day you made me fall was the longest ride of all, 'cause baby, that's the ride you took me for.
Chick. Charbot Lake. And I guess the lake I'm sitting at the edge of must be Charbot Lake. It's absolutely beautiful. I see nothing but trees. I mean, a dock and a bit of a sandy beach. And this is right in the town of Charbot Lake. This is close to where my good friend Francis Wooby lives. So quite often when I'm going back to Toronto from Ottawa, I'll go via Highway 7 and then detour down to stop by his place and say hello. But today, Francis met me parked on the main street of town. I pulled over to have a little picnic lunch. It's wonderful to stop your car. And from the driver's seat, you just sort of, you don't get out of the vehicle. You just stand up and you walk to the fridge and pull out some cheese and crackers and leftover potato chips and your cold drink that's in the fridge, and have a little picnic sitting in the third passenger seat. It's just, oh, that on its own is absolutely wonderful. So it is Thanksgiving Monday, and I am slowly making my way back to Toronto. I did a wonderful route. I wanted to go via Highway 43, which is out of Kempville, to Perth, and then up to onto Highway 7. And this time, it routed me through some back roads, which I'm familiar with, through Oxford Mills and onto Merrickville and onto Smith Falls. And there's little picnic areas along the way. And then I did a turnoff. There's a provincial park, Murphy's Point. And I didn't stop, but I went along Rideau Ferry Road. I mean, maybe the names mean nothing to you, but I guarantee they're in good condition. Secondary roads, you know, newly paved with lines painted. But beautiful to drive on and not much traffic and nothing but beautiful trees and the colors of fall. It is gorgeous, and you could not imagine a better fall day. There's the cool crispness of the air, beautiful clear blue sky, and the colors are just, bam, punching out at you. I've taken a few pictures. I posted one on Facebook when I was driving through Merrickville and just got stopped on the bridge. There was a one-lane road there, and it was just overlooking the locks at Merrickville on the Rideau River system. So that was pretty neat. Posted that, some color. And then, of course, a couple of others. They have the road trek under the beautiful fall foliage. So anyway, Francis says, well, just pull up ahead there. There's a park on the lake, which I'd never been to before. That's where I'm sitting right now. And we got talking, and then suddenly I hear this squeak and squawk of a, not a transistor, walkie-talkie, and suddenly it's an emergency call, Francis says, hang on, and he just got into his van and peeled back, because he's wearing the volunteer firefighters outfit for this area, and this emergency went out right on his road, so quite possibly even a neighbor in a very severe medical condition. Kind of a shock, and I guess, I don't know if it's a reality check, it's not to me, but just the things that can happen in life, the freak accidents. There's a siren now in the background. It was just so weird, just talking with Francis. I'm talking about, I feel sometimes like I really have died and gone to heaven, like there's an unreality to how fortunate I feel, how wonderful things have worked out, the good fortune I've just seemed to be blessed with. And then bam, in the middle of that conversation, all out emergency. So I guess Francis is maybe a friend's first responder. It made me think of our good friend Michael up in the Uper and the kind of thing he does 24/7. So maybe Francis will be back, maybe not. It feels almost shameful for me to go on talking about what a glorious day it is when right now somebody very close to here is in distress. But what can you do? Well, you can do what Francis did, volunteer to serve the volunteer fire department and get in there as fast as possible and help out your neighbors. So I think I'm going to end on that note. I don't know what else to do. Anything else just sort of seems cheap and irrelevant. So Scarborough Dude from Sherbet Lake in a beautiful spot I've never been to before. One of the three or four spots I've already stopped at today. And just, wow. Taking it all in this thing called life, which is passing. Like, it doesn't stop. It doesn't stand still. The days, the hours, the minutes, the months tick by. And, man, you have a responsibility to enjoy every living moment. Somehow.
Spurs are a jingling, a cowboy is singing this lonesome cattle call. Day's work is done as he rounds up the cattle each fall. Singing his cattle call. And he sings with an old western drawl. Ooh-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, singing his cattle call.
Chick, welcome back. A glass of cheap Merlot. I won't buy that again. That's the French Merlot. Comes in that little carton, all environmentally friendly. I bought it specifically for the road trek because I thought, okay, you don't bring glass in these things. I got plastic wine glasses. Thought cardboard carton was the easiest thing to do. I bought a red one and a white one. But it's pretty shitty wine. So I'll just have to put up with a bottle and just be very careful on where I keep it or wrap it in or whatever. I'm sitting, drinking this glass of wine in the back of the road track on the sofa, very comfortably, here in my driveway. I did some marking today, did a lot of marking. In fact, Dr. Dave is in town, and John was meeting him and somebody else, and it was downtown, 9 o'clock. Oh, man. I got work to do, and really the trek from Scarborough downtown, it's a long one. So I passed on that, and, you know, did a little extra work, which is good for me. And now I'm just kind of relaxing. I think, as I sit here in the dark, this would be a nice time to talk to you and just get caught up a little. So, wonderful, wonderful drive home from Ottawa, or south of Ottawa, along 43 and Highway 7, and, you know, the road that goes down from Tweeda, might be 37, I'm not sure. Ah, great time visiting with Mr. Francis Wooby. And we recorded something, so you can actually hear that conversation we had. The very first one in the new series, Sally's Mobile Bar. I think that's the title I came up with, and it doesn't really mean a whole lot. The whole thing was under the blog spot that I have still going for the Talking To series. I used to do interviews with Tim Coyne, Talking to Tim. And the last one was exactly 1 year ago. And Tim wasn't ready for another episode. And anyway, I drove through Charlotte Lake, and sure enough, Francis and I got together, and we had a very good conversation. So I hope you listen to it. It may even show up somewhere on in the Emporium and the Anthony Marco network under dispatches or talking to, or talking is dead. We'll see about that. That's up to Anthony. But check for it. It's a really good conversation, and I think Francis is a pretty special person. So got home, 9 o'clock. My wife had a wonderful turkey dinner waiting for me. She's so good. And man, that woman cleaned the house from top to bottom while my son and I were away, rearranged the garage so that the little Toyota could fit in, and then mowed the lawns. Incredible. Incredible. Now, this vehicle that I'm sitting in now is pretty wide, and I've got it right over on the edge, about as far as it'll go without getting onto the grass. It's a big wide driveway, and we have a paving stone sort of walk up, and we use that for the cars too. But now that my wife has cleaned out the garage and we can actually fit a car in there, the problem was when I had to get up early for work this morning to teach my class, I had to back it out, and man, there were just inches between that car backing out through a narrow garage door and this road track. And oh, that was nerve-wracking of, you know, how far can you turn that wheel? It's very hard when you've got a short space to get a car at an angle. You just can't simply, bam, turn it. You're not going to get out the door. You got to get all the way out the door. And by then, you're parallel. You're right up close to the road track. We just inched it back. So today, I tried, I'll back it in, a little more room when her car was out of the driveway, a little more room to maneuver and back it in, and then just drive it out front wise, and that'll be much, much easier and much less stressful. As I've told you, road trek, road trek, road trek is on my mind of the things that I want to do. Like, I really want to get this rear view camera installed, so that you can back up and actually see what's behind you. And it just involves drilling a hole, which I'm not the type who wants to make that a homemade job. So I'll have to get that into the dealer or a body shop. I mean, lots of people can do it properly, but you just don't want leaks and things. And then the other thing, I have spent hours and hours and hours reading about surge protectors. because everybody says, man, but the electronics in your vehicle, you plug it in at the campground and it sort of goes over. There's a shortage, or even if it goes too low, you can do serious damage to all the electronics in the vehicle. And it'll cost you a fortune to get them repaired. So you say, oh my God. And then you think, yeah, I guess campgrounds, who's to know that they're going to have the best electrical system in place? And especially when you get a whole lot of RVs, it might go under. Or suddenly there's a shortage, it might run over. So the surge protector itself, I found one for $150 American, $80 to ship the damn thing, $90 FedEx, and I just couldn't do it. I can't pay $90 to get this thing to my house from North Carolina. It's crazy. I may go back on that. But the experts, when you read all the blog posts and Facebook groups, say, oh, but a surge protector is not enough. Because you want to know what the amps are. You really want to know if that is grounded properly. You really want to know if that thing you're plugging your truck into, your vehicle into, is putting up more than 110 or less than. And you want these warnings, early warnings, before it all goes through your car and it takes a couple of minutes to test it all. But those units are $450, $500. And Jesus Christ, $500 to plug something in? Yeah, what if you got to have it repaired? So it's one of those things, you know, the 150 model, or 180 maybe, 150, the new ones at AIPS, Canadian approved, you know, our own standard, obviously made for American standards, made in America, lifetime warranty. Thing is, if you use a surge protector and it zaps, great, it saved your vehicle, but you've got to send this back to the factory to be repaired, replaced. It's not something you just pull a little switch on. And so anyway, that's where my mind is at. This is not something before I got this vehicle I would have been thinking about. And I'm not going to be at peace until I have one. It's hard to believe that I'd actually be excited looking at them. Like, it's just a little thing that goes between your plug on your vehicle, the, you know, the big 30-amp cable that comes out of these things, which I'm now plugged into in my garage, and assuming my household electrics are fine. Plugs into that and then plugs into the post when you go camping and you're hooked up to the campground electrical system. And, you know, it's got readings and LEDs and things. And just, oh, that's cool. Something like that becomes cool, becomes neat. So it is quite possible that I suggested a lot earlier that having this vehicle is going to change me a little bit and make me a little more responsible. Like, yeah, I want to know how that heating system works in the aircon. And, you know, I'm partway on the journey. I know a lot more than I did before I got this, or, you know, say a month ago. But there's still a whole lot yet to do. I have yet to hook up the water system, which is pretty straightforward. I've yet to drain the tanks, the gray water, the black water. You know, I have learned, and thanks to my brother, to where the reset is for the inverter. Oh, by the way, I didn't put the inverter on. I was going to put the TV on earlier and thought, yeah, it's just nice just sitting here in the dark. So I guess that's about it. I was just keeping a series of shorter clips. This is just to say, here I am. I mean, I'm looking in at my living room through past my wife's car and past the bush into our house. And yet here I am in a kind of special place that actually feels really good. There's a touch of unreality. I was telling this to Frances, that how did all this happen? Like, this was a dream sometime in the future. And then that offer came up, and man, I am so, so very glad I jumped at it. And believe me, I got a very, very special road trek. So there you go. tune in, listen to the talk with Francis. That was Sally's Mobile Bar Podcast 001, or Talking to Francis. And I have no idea who's going to be second. Who'll be the next person to sit up there with me and have a conversation? Could it be you, one of my podcast listeners? Could be. Where will it be? Who knows? It's a mobile bar. Scabbard! Signing out. Cheers. Even shitty wine is good.
Now this here's the story about the Rock Island Line. Now the Rock Island Line, she'd run down to New Orleans. And just before we get to New Orleans, well, they got a big toll gate. Where you gotta pay the man just some money. Of course, if you got certain things on board, you're okay. You don't have to pay the man nothing. Right now we see a train, she pulled into the station. Man, he stick his head out the window and he yelled out to me. I got pigs, I got horses, I got cows, I got sheep, I got all livestock, I got all livestock, I got all livestock. The man said, boy, you okay, you're going through, you don't have to pay nothing. So the man, he going through. Train get on down away from the station a little bit, why? Starts picking up a little bit of speed. Then starts picking up a little bit of steam. Drives the thing safely out of sight of the man, so he stick his head out the window and he yell back down the line at the man. Well, I fool you, I fool you. I got pig iron, I got pig iron, I got all pig iron. Now I tell you where I'm going, boy. Down a Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. Rock Island Line is a road to ride. Yeah, Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. If you ride it, gotta ride it like you finally get your ticket at the station. That's a Rock Island Line. Well, A, B, C, W, X, Y, Z. The cat's on the cover, but he don't see me. Down a Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. Rock Island Line is a road to ride. Yeah, Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. If you ride it, gotta ride it like you finally get your ticket at the station. That's a Rock Island Line. Well, I may be right, I may be wrong. I bet you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Yeah, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. Rock Island Line is a road to ride. Yeah, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. If you ride, I gotta ride it like you finally get your ticket at the station. That's a Rock Island Line. Yeah, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. Rock Island Line is a road to ride. Yeah, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. If you ride, I gotta ride it like you finally get your ticket at the station. That's a Rock Island Line.
Check, check. And I think this will be the last clip for this particular podcast. It's Thursday, just after 5, and I'm sitting on the couch in the back of the road trek in my driveway. My wife just stopped by, dropped off a couple of bento dinners for my son and I from J-Town, and then was off to a farewell party with a friend. How kind of her to do that. So I'm sitting here, I've got a cup of weak chai. I don't like to have alcohol till after supper, when I'm at home. And only then, usually only one beer or two glasses of wine. That's my home limit. And God, I can't even remember when the last time was I had a toke. It's been forever. I just had an email from Brian in Eastern Europe, starting off in Prague. Off with his girlfriend, driving around, having a wonderful time. It's so nice to hear. And asking me about this vehicle. And so we all have our different adventures. And I think that's especially true for those of us who are, you know, sort of in the latter part of our lives. Knowing how fine it is, knowing anything could happen, knowing you could be struck down by anything, and just, hey, you got to learn to make the most of the time you got. So, you youngsters have a little time left. Don't panic. but certainly at my age. You ought to be enjoying this, and I guess that's why I'm sitting here in this wonderful road truck, except a couple of things. Part of the sales pitch I did when I was, you know, trying to convince myself, convince my wife that, all right, we'll get rid of both cars, get you a new one. Wasn't even going to be new at that time. We were going to get her a used one and sell the Mazda, sell it to it, and this will be my vehicle, my daily driver. Well, quickly found out as soon as I put it in the driveway. Now, it's way too big for a daily driver. Yes, you can. But the decision has been made to keep the little Toyota Yaris. It's a bomb to drive. It's fun. It's this peppy little thing and reminds you of my very first Datsun from years ago. You can get a lot of oomph out of a little four-cylinder engine. And so I've just managed, I did it again today, back it into the driveway, oh, so carefully, and just squeeze your way out against the brick wall. But it's doable, and so I figure, why not keep that all winter? Probably will not find storage for this thing. It's going to probably sit in the driveway, but that's good, because you got to start it up, you got to check the generator. You know, they say start running it for a couple of hours a month. I don't know how you're going to do that. Neighbors don't want to hear your generator going. They're noisy beasts, but if I can get it out just the odd weekend when it's not snowing, you know, when there's not a lot of salt on the road, that's my brother's fear. Jesus, stay away from those salty roads, because it is wicked. But hey, that's not entertaining listening, is it? And these are my words. I did have something I wanted to say. And danged if I can remember. I've been productive. Although I guess there's no end to productivity. You know, you do things and then just, bam, leaves more room on the to-do list. Like, hey, I got to get winter tires for my wife's new car. Most of all, I have to write a letter to the dealership. I don't know if I mentioned this, but when we signed the papers, I think I did. You know, we signed away, we got the $500 discount from, or rebate, or cash from Mazda. And of course we didn't. They don't know that was hidden in the price. No. So I have to carefully write that letter and see if I can squeeze $500 more out of the dealer. They're not losing when they sell a new car. You know that. But I feel we lost out on that. So I'm going to do it. But it's just, you need a block of time and you got to do it properly. I've got all my exams marked, you know, on time, turn around. They write them 1 week, I give them back the next week, which is fair. I'm going to try and keep up with that. But already, next week, there's the next exam. It's going to be harder to mark. It's going to take longer for them to write. So there's really not much of an end to it. But did I say that I actually sent in the response that no, I'm not teaching in January 2017. And so I think that officially marks the end of my teaching career. I think I'm just done. And it's a good time to be done. And anyway, I think I'm done. I've gone on. I've rambled on. And losing the thread. Oh, by the way, I dropped my wife off at the airport. It's her little holiday coming up this weekend. And it just happens that right near the airport, there's a Toronto RV show. So I've already bought my ticket, and I figure I'm going to go in then and see what they have in terms of, you know, if they have any dealers, suppliers for things like surge protectors and EMS, electrical monitoring system, something like that, I think. And those devices that I was seeing were several hundred dollars, as well as rear view cameras, or at least find out who can install them. So, looking forward to that. That'll be fun. It'll be a perfect fit for this thing. And then maybe, if the weather holds out, although it's supposed to be rainy, sneak away for a camping weekend on my own. Boys, girls, Scarborough dude, single tracked these days, but hey, I'm sure you understand. Signing out. Bye for now from my driveway.